This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Norway said Thursday a Danish man suspected of a bow and arrow attack on a small Norwegian town that killed five people and wounded two others is a Muslim convert who had previously been flagged as having been radicalized. The man is suspected of having shot people in several locations on Wednesday evening. Police say several of the victims were in a supermarket, while adding it will take time to establish a motive. They did not elaborate on what was meant by being radicalized, but indicated there was a report of concern last year. Taiwanese officials say the death toll from a fire in southern Taiwan that engulfed a building overnight has further risen to 46, with at least another 41 people injured. Fire officials claim the 13-story building caught fire around 3 a.m. local time Thursday, and the blaze was extremely fierce, it says, and destroyed many floors. Video shown on Taiwanese television showed orange flames and smoke billowing out of the lower floors of the building as firefighters sprayed water at it from the street. The cause of the fire was unclear, but firefighters noted the flames burned most intensely where a lot of clutter had been piled up. Eyewitnesses told Taiwan media they heard an explosion around 3 a.m. The building is about 40 years old, with shops on the lower levels and apartments above. The lower floors were completely blackened. Again, Taiwanese officials say the death toll from the fire in southern Taiwan that engulfed a building overnight has further risen to 46, with at least another 41 people injured. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Oxfam and Development Finance International warned Thursday that West African governments risk creating the, quote, worst economic crisis in decades by slashing public spending because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The NGO said in a report that 14 out of 16 countries in the poor region are planning budget cuts, urging them to tax the wealthiest citizens and corporations in order to make up for shortfalls. It said, quote, the pandemic risks becoming the region's worst economic crisis in decades, pushing millions into poverty. According to official records, West Africa has suffered far lower COVID-19 infections in the West, but the pandemic has still had a devastating economic impact. West Africa is home to some of the poorest countries in the world, with several such as Mali and Niger battling brutal jihadist insurgencies. The roadside spectator who caused a massive pileup during the first stage of the Tour de France in June goes on trial Thursday in what a riders union said it hopes will raise awareness over safety risks in cycling races. The French woman, who has not been named, sent one cyclist tumbling, with dozens more falling to the ground because of a large cardboard sign she was holding at a television camera facing away from the cyclist. The young woman, whom a prosecutor said felt ashamed of what she did, is accused of involuntarily causing injury and putting the life of others at risk and faces a fine and potentially a jail sentence. The lawsuit is being brought by a union representing professional cyclists. The Tour de France withdrew its own lawsuit, saying safety on the race was key, but the case had been blown out of proportion after it triggered a media frenzy. And Pakistan International Airlines suspended flights to the Afghan capital Kabul on Thursday after what it called heavy-handed interference by Taliban authorities, including arbitrary rule changes and intimidation of staff. The suspension came as the Taliban government ordered the airline, the only international company operating regularly out of Kabul, to cut ticket prices to levels seen before the fall of the Western-backed Afghan government in August. Earlier, the Taliban warned PIA and Afghan carrier Cam Air their Afghan operations risked being blocked unless they agreed to cut ticket prices, which have reached levels increasingly out of reach for most Afghans. With most international airlines no longer flying to Afghanistan, tickets for flights to the Pakistani capital were selling as much as $2,500 on PIA compared to $120 before. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.